practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio this morning to prepare our hearts to worship and serve the Lord along with others of like precious faith in a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. Let's begin the program today with an old-fashioned hymn of the faith presented to us by a quartet. It's entitled Constantly Abiding.
There's a peace in my heart that the world never gave, a peace it cannot take away. Though the trials of life may surround like a cloud, I've a peace that has come there to stay.
Well, certainly it is a delight to have you there by the radio or by whatever device you're listening to the program this morning. I count it a great privilege to come your way every Sunday morning at this same time on this same radio station with the Voice of Faith radio broadcast. As I said, I am Pastor Gary Dahl of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, And if we can ever serve you spiritually, please do not hesitate to reach out to us. You can call us, and that phone number is 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or you can write to us, and our mailing address is The Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania. That's The Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Our email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. Simply fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And I would encourage you to go to our website, which is fbcaltoona.org, and learn more about our particular ministry. And if you're looking for a good, solid, Bible-believing church, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church. We have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and then our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. And this morning, I will be continuing my study on the concept of revival. Revival is something that we need in our individual lives, our churches, and our nation, and I'm delivering a series of messages on that subject. And then, of course, tonight, Pastor Tim Allen will continue his study on the book of Ezra. And so come on out and join us as we study the Word of God together and as we attempt to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth together with others of like precious faith as well. On Tuesday is Election Day here in the United States of America, and I trust that you'll go out and vote. I believe that it is the Christian's responsibility and privilege, as well as right and responsibility, to go out and to vote biblically. And certainly our nation needs a lot of prayer as to who to vote for and even how to vote. I think that if there's ever a time when we need to pray for an election, it is this year. I firmly believe that the upcoming election on Tuesday is without a doubt the most significant election that we faced in the history of America. It was Mike Huckabee who recently said when he was here in Altoona that the election this year is not horizontal. That is, it is not the difference between the left and the right, but it is vertical, the difference between heaven and hell. And I believe that, and I agree with him 100%. We need to pray for the election this year like never before. And because of that, here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, tomorrow night, we're going to be having a prayer meeting for the election. It will go from about 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the evening. We're going to try to keep it to an hour, and we're going to vote for various aspects of the election. And it's going to be a simple gathering. We'll be singing a patriotic song or two. There will be a brief message from the Word of God given to us by David Butterball. And then, of course, we're going to pray. We're really going to pray. And I would encourage you to come on out and pray. We've got a number of our spiritual and governmental leaders who will be with us to pray and to lead us before God's throne of grace for the upcoming election. That, of course, is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city. We'd love to have you out. This is not a political gathering, but it is a spiritual gathering where we will be gathering together to pray and ask God to work in this election in a number of different ways. We need to see God work in this upcoming election more than ever before. And it's through the prayer of God's people that we will be able to see God work and to watch God work clearly. And so one of the ways that you can be involved in government is to vote. There's no question about that. But another way that you can be involved in government is to pray. The Bible tells us to pray for those who are in authority. And so we want to gather together to pray that God will put into authority those who will govern from the biblical perspective. And so that's a special prayer meeting for the election tomorrow night here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona at 7 o'clock. We invite you to come on out and to participate. And then on Tuesday, go out and vote. That's one of the ways that you can be involved in government here in the United States of America. So fulfill your right, your responsibility, and privilege to go out and vote biblically. That is, vote for the people and the policies that are biblically based. So I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow night at 7 o'clock here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona as we have a time of praying for the upcoming election. Let's pray right now. Father, I thank you and I praise you for the privilege of prayer. You tell us in Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I rejoice in the fact that you've given us the privilege of prayer. And Father, I do pray that people all across central Pennsylvania and beyond will be praying for this upcoming election here in the United States of America, because it is the difference between heaven and hell. And Father, I pray that Christians will go out and vote, that we will vote biblically, and that you will be honored and glorified for the outcome of the elections. So speak to the hearts of Christians all across this nation, that they may go and vote according to your word, according to your will, and according to your way. Now, Father, I pray that you'll take this broadcast and use it for your honor and glory, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's listen to a piano solo right now of that old great hymn of the faith, The Old Rugged Cross, one of the Christian anthems that I think that everybody truly enjoys. The Old Rugged Cross. From the Spiritual Bread Box, we go to the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 27, where the Word of God says, "Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. That's from the Spiritual Bread Box of the Word of God, Philippians chapter 1 and verse 27. Now, before I deliver a message entitled The Biblical Approach to Voting, let's listen to that old patriotic as well as spiritual song entitled The Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. In the watchfires of 100 circling camps, they have builded him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His day is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea. With a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us live to make men free. While God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Isn't it great to know that no matter what takes place in the world around us, God is still in control? He's still marching on because he's the God who either causes or allows, but directs all things to take place. Well, in the next few moments, I'd like for us to focus on the biblical approach to voting because Tuesday is Election Day all across the United States of America. And in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 13 through 15, we have what I believe to be a passage of Scripture that gives us the direction that as Christians we should vote, where it says, "Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men." And when it says there in verse 13, "Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake," when we study the United States Constitution, we find that it is giving to us the right and the privilege and the responsibility to vote. And so when we vote, we are not only fulfilling that which the Constitution gives us the right to do, but we are also fulfilling a biblical admonition. It was David Clawson who said, and I quote, "Voting is an exercise in delegating God-ordained authority. Because power resides with the people in our republic, when Christians vote, they are delegating their ruling authority to others. Seen from this perspective, voting is a matter of biblical stewardship, and the failure to vote is a failure to exercise God-given authority." And so it is our responsibility as Christians to vote and to vote appropriately that God might be honored. You say, well, how can I vote biblically and appropriately? Well, let me give you four facts to consider. Number one, vote legitimately. Now, what I mean by that is that it is true that our Constitution gives us the privilege and the right and the responsibility to vote and to put into office those that we see fit. And so it's important that we obey our Constitution. But it's also important that those of us who vote are registered citizens of the United States of America. One of the things that concerns me today is that we find that there are those on the left, as it were, of the political clock who are saying, well, we ought to register illegal aliens who come into the United States and give them the right to vote. No, they don't have the right to vote. Only citizens of the United States of America have the right to vote. And if you are a citizen of the United States of America and are at least 18 years of age, then go out and vote legitimately. That is your right and privilege as deemed unto you by the Constitution and as directed by the Word of God. So number one, vote legitimately. Secondly, vote biblically. And what I mean by that is that it is important that those of us who are Christians vote for those people and principles and policies that uphold the Word of God. And when we talk about voting biblically, there are at least nine concepts that we should keep before us. I don't have the time this morning to develop each one of these, but let me list them nevertheless. Number one, we should vote for pro-life. Number two, we should vote for a strong border. Number three, we should vote for the biblical family, that is, between a man and a woman, a husband and a wife. Number four, we should vote for proper government, government that will be used of God. Number five, we should vote in favor of supporting the nation of Israel, God's chosen people. Number six, we should vote for truth and freedom in all things. Number seven, we should vote for personal responsibility, that people will fulfill their responsibility, not just try to glean everything that they can from everybody that they can. Number eight, we should vote for religious freedom. And number nine, we should vote that God is honored in the election. Now, I have scriptures that go along with every one of those items. If you would be interested in knowing what those scriptures are, contact us here at the church, and I'll be delighted to give them to you. But vote biblically. Find out what the policies are out there and what policies are biblically based. And then find out who is running. Make certain that you do that. Don't just vote Democrat or Republic. Don't just Republican, I should say. Don't just vote personality, but rather vote biblically. Find out who is running for what office and then vote for those who are upholding biblical principles. And then certainly vote for those nine biblical principles that I've shared with you. So vote legitimately. Vote biblically. Thirdly, vote prayerfully. Now, what I mean by that is make certain that you ask God who He would have you to vote for. I believe that's important. Before you ever go to the poll, say, God, who do you want me to vote for? And what principles and policies do you want me to vote for? You know, Jeremiah 33:3 is a passage of scripture where God says to us, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." You might not know who to vote for. You might not know what policies to vote for. But God knows who you should vote for. And so before you go to vote, say to the Lord, "Lord, give me wisdom." In James 1:5, it tells us that if we lack wisdom and ask God for wisdom, He will give us the wisdom to act in the way that's pleasing to Him and according to His will. So vote prayerfully. Find out what each candidate believes. Find out what each policy is that you're going to be voting for. And then ask God for the wisdom to understand the candidates' positions and the policies that are out there, and then vote biblically according to the way that God leads you through prayer. So vote legitimately, vote biblically, vote prayerfully, and finally, vote courageously. And what I mean by that is vote according to biblical truth, and then communicate with others how you vote so as to be a courageous representative of Jesus Christ. I was always brought up to believe that you should never tell anybody who you vote for. Well, when I tell others who I'm voting for or what policy I am voting for, then that's an opportunity for me to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't be ashamed for who you vote for. Don't be ashamed for the policy for which you vote. No, when you vote for a person or a policy, share it with others and tell them why you are voting in that way, so that they indeed might understand from the biblical perspective why you are voting for a particular person or a particular principle. So go out and vote on Tuesday. It's your right and responsibility as a citizen, and it's your right and responsibility as a Christian. So vote legitimately, vote biblically, vote prayerfully, vote courageously, and then watch God work. Now, don't forget to join us tomorrow night at 7 o'clock here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona as we gather together to pray for the election on Tuesday. Let's pray together and then watch God work. Well, thank you for joining me today. Until next week, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying God bless you and keep looking up, because remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services. Wednesday is 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.